Hi, I'm Christy Dimitrakis, author of Faith to Conquer Fear, Inspiration to Achieve Your Dreams, and Faith to Conquer Fear, The Journey. Thank you for listening to my 3 Steps to Increase Your Faith devotional. In the Bible, Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." This is probably a familiar scripture to many. As with many scriptures in the Bible, we read them, but we don't necessarily stop to think about what it means and what it really means for us individually. If you look up the definition of faith in the dictionary, one of the first definitions you'll see is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Now, to trust means you have a firm belief in the ability, strength, or reliability of someone or something. You've probably heard this before. We often use the analogy of the chair. When we walk into a classroom or a meeting room, we don't typically pause to question whether the chair we are about to sit in will hold us. Quite the contrary, we just sit down. We expect the chair to do what it was designed to do. We have a firm belief in the reliability of the chair. And unless we have not paid the electricity bill, we have confidence that the lights will come on when we flip the switch. There is no reason to think otherwise. The other part of that definition, however, is the word complete. What does complete mean? It means whole, total, perfect, or to the greatest extent or degree. To have faith means we have total confidence and complete trust that what we hope for will come to pass even though we do not see it yet. We trust that God will do what He promised. That is faith. Now here's my question to you. Does everyone have faith? If you are a believer, the answer is yes. Romans 12:3 says, "God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." This means we all have a starting point of faith, a measure. Depending on your experiences, your measure may be greater or smaller than another. The key is to increase our reserves. We should desire to increase our faith so that when life happens, we are able to withstand. And in the midst of the storm, we can still have complete trust and confidence in God. Over the next few days, we will talk about the 3 steps to increase your faith.